How did he say that? Because in Persian, we'll say, do you have the truth? Because I'm giving to you, this is what, where the words come from. When I'm giving you, you have to be able to swallow it, right? Because maybe you cannot swallow what I'm giving to you. That's the place where you say you don't have the truth. So it's not the truth. I know that English doesn't do that. When I say you don't have the halak for this, it's different. It's this, that you could swallow it. This will give you the meaning. So it will be like this, that, oh, alas, that the narrow-minded people, they cannot swallow it. Yes?
Well, it also goes into the digestion of it. Like you can swallow something, but then you can't digest it.
Oh, yes, but adjectively, when in any language, when you say, I'm giving it to you, could you take it? Could you take it in? Could you accept it? Normally refer to swallowing, maybe. Could you put it down? Don't you throw it out, right? That doesn't make sense in English.
Yeah. So then you have to digest it if you're not
going to
throw it out.
Ah, digestion is later. Later. Much later. A couple of hours later. Yes?
Mount Sinai in the Epiphany gained a fruit.
Oh, sorry, did you make the correction over there? All light of the truth is not a good translation. All Ziaulhaq. This is the name of the fellow he's calling. This is Ziaulhaq. Yes, it's light of the truth, but it's the name of the fellow at the same time who he's referring to. And here you will hear the word halq being repeated again and again and again, and you will get it what he's trying to do. Because he will say, you know what? Even that power to swallow this, that's not something that you have. It will be given to you. Means you will be given a feeling that could absorb these explanations. Yes?
That was back through the keenness of your perception, your sweetmeat bestows a throat on stone. Mm-hmm. Mount Sinai in the Epiphany gained a throat, so that it quaffed the wine, but it could not bear the wine.
Rumi doesn't let go of this, because deep down in his psyche, he's really touched with this story. Because the story goes like this, that even Quranic version of it is that when Moses said, I have to see you, show yourself to me, I want to see you, God said, that's impossible, you cannot handle that, step aside, I will show myself to the mountain. He showed himself to the mountain, and mountain started to explode, and Moses, full of fear. Rumi will not say it that way. He will read this story and say, "Ah, you're missing a point over there. I don't even care about that Moses, who is fearful. I envy the mountain. Mountain didn't explode. Mountain started to dance. That's the dancing of the mountain. I wish I was the mountain. Who's the Moses? He saw the God. I mean, there is nothing better than that. So, whenever he comes to that, he will go and explain it, and he will go to the Arabic to quote it again. Because to him, that liqa is, I mean, when you see the haq, then you are what you're supposed to be. Yes?
Thereby the mountain was shattered and split asunder. Have you seen a mountain amble like a camel?
All these are in Arabic. It's not in Persian. So the Iranians, they cannot read it even. normally. This is when he's he had told us that there are times that he become enchanted and he loves Arab language, so he will go through that one. When it comes to this stuff, intentionally he will bring the Arabic, because he knows that when he brings it, you will have the attention of Iranians in a very bizarre way, because they're used to hear the Quran in that language. So the language itself is, it provokes something in them, and Rumi knows that, and he will bring it in. Here, it was that, then, let's go back again about that mouthful stuff, yes.
The soul of mouthfuls comes from everyone to someone. The soul of a throat is the work of God alone. He bestows a throat on the body and on the spirit. He bestows a separate throat for every part of you.
You see the connection between that swallowing and the throat that he was talking, and here the bestow, which is a little bit strange to me. Bestow is not the word. I think it's hamburger. It's a sandwich. Lokma is like that because it has other meanings in our language. But anyhow, you will say, you see, even this stuff that you want to eat, he's giving this to you, and he's giving you the throat to swallow it. Means compassion. Whatever we were talking about, compassionately, you could understand it. If you have the compassion, you could absorb it. And compassion comes from heart. That's how magical stuff works. And by heart, I don't mean God. I mean all of those meanings with just and justice. Just and justice could be understood only with compassion. So both are given to you, means you need to receive both of them, the instrument and the function, both, yes?
This he bestows at the time when you become majestic and become void of guile and deceit, so that you will not tell the king's secret to anyone, nor pour out sugar before flies.
See, there are conditions. He started, go back tonight and look at this. Is the beginning of a book to him? Is it beginning of a chapter? He wants to talk about the new subject, which is enrichment. Look at it, how simple and clever he approaches it. First, he will say, okay, let's open the box of the secrets. The secret is a power. And this power is different from other powers. This power is not physical power. It has some other basis. This is the power that will change human beings, and these alternate fellows or transformed fellows are the proof for that. Even their physical existence, their physical body will change. And this is something that we talked about it, and you are supposed to do. Therefore, you are supposed to go through the fire, let all the combustibles burn out and come out clean. This is what you want to do. Because you know that this existence you have, some part of it is not going to be burned out with the fire. The fire for some part of you will be cold and will greet you peacefully. When you understand that this is not you, the other you we are always talking about. That one which is interconnected with everything. We are not talking about your ego anymore. That one is ready, I believe. Pity. The normal people, they are narrow-minded with the narrow vision. They cannot see it. Because this is not a physical stuff. We're talking about that beautiful exception. that beautiful exception that made that mountain dance. We're talking about that magical stuff. That magical stuff could be given to you, of course, but we talked about it. You should qualify yourself. You should improve yourself, okay? Then there is capacity to receive this, to be able to swallow this. Even that will be given to you. Remember, I can give food to anyone, but I cannot give the good troth for that to anyone. That one comes from someone else. And I'm talking about it, why? Because you should know when it is coming. There are conditions. First, no narrow-mindedness. You will be you interconnected to this universe. Second one, it comes when you are transformed, when you become that better one of you. I mean, the one without cheating. Because we know the animal cheater is over there, is it? When you completely are empty from cheating and wittiness and stuff like that. And you will not be a big mouth going around and talk about it. This is something that you should absorb, and yes, later you should digest. This is not something to bring it out. So you should transform yourself. When you become that good one, this power will be given to you. Talking is a dangerous stuff. They first, I said, listen. You should be careful about that. You shouldn't talk too much about it. You should listen more, because you have to try to absorb it. When you try to talk about it, you bring up your intelligence. Feel it with your compassion. Yes?
The secrets of majesty are drunk in by the ear of that one who, like the lily, has 100 tongues and is dumb. The grace of God bestows a throat on the earth, to the end that it may drink water and make 100 herbs grow. Again, he bestows on the creature of the earth a throat and lip, in order that it may eat its herbage in desire. When the animal has eaten its herbage, it becomes fat. The animal becomes a mouthful for man and goes. In turn, it becomes earth and becomes a devourer of man, when the spirit and the sight are separated from man. I beheld the atoms with their mouths all open. If I should tell of their food, it would become long.
This is one of the famous verses that has been quoted so many times, because he would say there is this field of going to details in this universe, that everything is working with everything else. Everything is eating something else for being here. There is this, and it's a very long, long story. Yes?
Provisions have provision from his bounty. His universal grace is the nourisher of them that nourish. He bestows gifts on the gifts. For how should wheat spring forth without any sustenance? There is no end to the explanation of this matter. I have told a portion. You may know the portions. Know that the entire world is eating and being eaten. Know that those who have everlasting life are fortunate and accepted.
You see, you started from a very simple beginning. Logically, he came to this little secret which is different, so you have to have a special receiver